The town of Olds is updating its fire response fees and reminding residents to check their house insurance coverage. Like many Alberta communities, Olds charges a fee for responding to calls on a sliding scale. The fire bylaw updated by council on Monday standardizes the fire response fee system already in place. While property taxes cover the basic costs of having a fire department, additional expenses incurred during fire responses are applied to the properties where services are provided, says the town in a news release this week. By standardizing invoicing for fire responses, the town aims to reduce the reliance on property taxes to maintain services and utilize private property insurance to absorb most fire response costs. Council approved a three-tiered system of fire response fees. A basic response with a single vehicle dispatched and that is resolved quickly will cost the homeowner $150. In many cases, these are false alarms. A standard response requiring a number of vehicles and is resolved within an hour costs $300. For a more serious incident, when fire crews may be on scene for hours, homeowners are charged an hourly rate for the resources deployed based on fire department reimbursement rates set by Alberta Transportation and Economic Corridors. Most home insurance policies cover the fire fees. Even so, it is worth checking your policy to ensure there are no nasty surprises if an emergency arises. We want to make sure our community understands the importance of having proper insurance for fire response costs, says Olds Fire Chief Justin Andrews. This fee structure helps us maintain a high level of service while ensuring fairness for all property owners. Red Deer Emergency Services Deputy Fire Chief Tyler Pelk echoes his Olds counterpart's advice. Red Deer charges a fire response fee after the first hour on scene. It is billed to the insurance company, but homeowners should check to make sure of their coverage and whether any deductibles apply. In Red Deer, the charge for the second hour is $615 per unit and $307.50 per unit every half hour after that. Similar charges are also in place for vehicle collisions, rescues or hazardous material responses. In response to the hundreds of false alarm calls, firefighters must respond to every year. Red Deer also has fees in place to discourage repeat offenders. The first response carries no charge, but a second false alarm costs $300, a third $500, and subsequent nuisance calls $750. Insurance Bureau of Canada, IBC. Spokesperson Rob DePruis said municipalities charging a fire response fee is not unusual, particularly in rural municipalities with lower tax bases to support emergency services. Typically, those fees are covered under a homeowner's insurance policy, said DePruis, IBC National Director for Consumer and Industry Relations. Standard home or tenant insurance policies usually have a specific section called fire department charges. And it essentially covers you for fire department charges incurred for that fire department attending your premises to save or protect your property or from further loss or damage. Property owners should be aware, though, that coverage usually applies only to an insured peril. That means the cost of firefighters showing up for a false alarm will not be covered. Olds Fire Department highlighted that issue and urged property owners with fire alarms to ensure they are working properly and the owner understands how it is linked to the 911 system. Many home insurance policies also do not have a deductible associated with fire response. However, some policies carry a deductible and property owners who are not sure where they stand should contact their insurance provider. As well, the amount of fire response fee coverage is limited in some policies. That limit could range anywhere from $2,500, $5,000 or $10,000 or essentially unlimited, said DePruis. DePruis echoes the town's message. Anyone who has any doubt or concerns about their coverage should contact their insurance provider. If a property owner feels they want additional coverage, with 140 insurance companies operating in Alberta, there are plenty of options. Olds also reminds renters that they require separate tenant insurance to cover their belongings.